Good morning. You know, and welcome to 520 CY Avenue. This is the home of a 99-year-old disciple congregation, soon to be 100 years. And it's something to reflect on. For those of you who have been here a while, even if you haven't, it's something that urges you to make this go on forever and ever. And thank you to our pulpit committee for all the work they have done to reassure that we will continue. The announcements this morning are printed in your bulletin. We want to welcome Katie McGlade to our worship service this morning. Katie is a camp ambassador for the denomination, the Rocky Mountain denomination, specifically the north of Wyoming, and we'll learn more about Katie here when she talks. A couple other announcements that aren't printed. Carol Sage called this morning and indicated Dorothy Smith has fallen and broken her hip. And she's in the hospital and waiting for a time and date for surgery. Also, Ed Struby is back in the hospital. And we certainly want to keep Ed in our prayers, and Dorothy as well. We also, the church also has been notified that Virginia Braley has passed away on February 26th. And the other announcement we have that's not printed is Teacher Annette's mother is in the hospital. So as we enter prayer, we need to remember all those. Before that, let's take a minute and greet each other in Christian fellowship. You know, and one other short announcement, we have two others actually. For those of you that may or may not be on the prayer chain. It was announced yesterday that Elaine Gross's great grandchild had passed away. Cade, okay. And we have one more announcement here.
The crop walk is going to be on April 26th, and right now we are looking for walkers. If you would be interested in walking that day, please see me and I will give you an envelope. Later on, we will be asking for sponsors to sponsor the ones who are walking. But right now, we're looking for walkers. Please see me or Debbie Mestis if you are interested. Thank you.
And now it's time for our prelude. And this morning, a special treat. We have a piano duet with Michelle and Donna. And it'll be a combination. That's not the right word. It'll be three songs, and there'll be a short pause in between three. So it's time to take a deep breath and open your hearts and your minds and prepare for worship. Thank you, Donna and Michelle. We're blessed in this congregation to have Donna McIntyre with us, and she has stimulated several members of our congregation to pick up the piano and play, and we're just blessed for her talent and God's blessing of music. Now, if you would please join me in the call to worship. In the midst of our lives,
we know you are with us, O God.
In the midst of laughter and fun, joys and celebration,
we know you are with us, O God.
We know in the times of sadness and tears, grief and struggle,
we know you are with us, O God.
At home, at worship, at camp, at work, among family and friends,
we know you are with us, O God. Thanks be
If you would now stand and join us in the singing of our opening hymn, number 286. Please join me in prayer. O God, our Heavenly Father, we come to you in this Lenten season in preparation of baptism and of rededication of our faith. We come to you in prayer and to refocus our lives, that we will recommit our minds and our bodies to your service, and follow Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, who taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Please be seated. And it's time for our children's worship. And while the children come forward, I would just like to take a quick moment and thank Jennifer Grooms for continuing this ministry. It has become such a joy for me personally to see these kids come up as they start their faith journey. And some originally were shy and afraid and had to be accompanied by a family member. And now to see them run up and be excited, however, that's not necessarily the case today, but two's better than none. And so we thank Jennifer for that.
Would you like to look in the basket and see what's in there?
Yes.
A battery. That's a good thing for today. What do we use batteries for?
For toys.
For toys? Do you know what else we might use batteries for?
For cars.
Cars.
And for our TVs.
For our TVs. Makes all sorts of things run, doesn't it? Sometimes our batteries run down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sometimes that happens to my mom's iPad and my dad's iPad.
Yes. The iPads run down, and we have to recharge them. And sometimes we use electrical cords into the wall, and sometimes we use batteries. Well, sometimes we get tired, just like a battery does, and we need to take a moment and rest. And sometimes it's good to say a little prayer then. Now, the prayer may not make everything better when we stop praying, but I bet we'll feel a little better inside and a little more rested. I think so. And especially today when everybody's kind of moving kind of slow because of the time change. Was it hard for you to get up today, Allie?
Yeah, and I fell off of my side of the bed.
You fell off your side of the bed today? Oh my gosh, did you hurt your head? Oh good, oh good.
Because that was a soft floor.
It was a soft floor, okay. That's lucky, that's lucky. Okay, shall we say a little prayer? Okay, dear God, please help us to remember that you're there to listen to us and help us get recharged on these maybe tired days of March. In your name we pray, amen.
Thanks be to God. Our prayer concerns are printed within the bulletin, and you can please read those over. We ask that you reach out through prayer to the people that aren't here today, for your neighbors, for your family, for your friends. Our card shower this morning is for Brian Black, who had back surgery a week ago. I talked to Jenny on Monday, and she said that he was doing very, very well. The doctors were well pleased with the success of the surgery, and most importantly, he was out of pain. So if you could send a card to Brian, I'm sure he would very much appreciate that. Are there any other joys or concerns that you'd like to bring forward? Yes.
My son Joshua is back at WBI, and he called and asked that we pray for him.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
My friend Lily had twins about 2 or 3 weeks ago. One is healthy. Another one had to be sent to Colorado to the Children's Hospital. But he had an infection, and his lungs weren't working right, but they're hoping he can come home in a couple of days. He's able to eat food and might have to be on oxygen.
Yeah.
It's doing much better.
Did everybody hear that? Michelle's friend had twins, one of which was healthy. The other had to be flown to Children's Hospital in Denver. So our prayers go out.
Anybody else?
Yes. Any other concerns or joys? Yes.
I have a joy. It's Susan's birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday. Can we do a short? I guess not. Happy birthday from the congregation. Not hearing any others, join me in prayer. Lord, hear our prayers. Our prayers for those that are stressed in their life through possibly addiction, for those that have new children at home that might test, that just might test your patience a little bit until both are used to being together. Lord, hear our prayers for those that that have cancer, that are seeking treatment for cancer, that they can remain positive and survive treatments. And we look forward to a time that they will be with us once again in church. Lord, hear our prayers for those that just aren't feeling good, are not healthy. We ask that their quality of life, they can return to a good quality of life. Included in that, dear Lord, are senior members that are homebound, that may not be able to get out, may not be able to walk without help, particularly when the weather's bad. We hope that when the weather is good, that they will be able to go out and enjoy the clean, fresh air of Wyoming and possibly come to church and worship with us. Hear our prayers, dear Lord, for our search committee, who has been working diligently to sort through papers that will indicate to them that they may or may not be called to serve our church. And, oh Lord, hear our prayers for our country, that we will one time be together and the hate and discontent will be over. Oh Lord, hear our prayers, for you are the helper of the helpless, saver of the lost. And the refuge for the wandering. Lord, we know that you are a healer of all the sick. Since you know each one of us, our needs, and hear every prayer, we command each one to your merciful grace and to your everlasting love, grant to us that together we praise your great name now and forever. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Savior. Amen. Wow, thank you, choir. That was fun. You know, this is the first time I've participated in a worship service for a long, long time, and I have to admit that I was somewhat nervous in preparation. My memory just kept going back and having flashbacks of people that helped me in my faith journey. And certainly serving at the table was a big part of that. I don't know, I shouldn't name names, but special times for me were with Tom Gray and Dick McCall, Red Murphy, more recently Dr. Axworthy. I even one time got to serve at the table with my grandfather and his brother, my great uncle Art, and my grandfather's name was Earl, and I presided, and they were the prayer elders, and I'll never forget that time. And because of that, communion has become a huge part of my worship time. It's central in our church. We take communion every week, and then sometimes more often. For many, it is the center of our worship service, and this table is open to any and all that would come. This is the Lord's table, and Christ invites you to share this meal with him. Our communion hymn is number 590, Kumbaya, good old camp song here. And that's on page 590. As you, I'm sorry, I started without you.
That's okay.
But I need you. You know, as you may recall, and in Scripture we're told that on the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took a loaf of bread, and having given thanks, he said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in a like manner, he took the cup also after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant of my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Let us pray.
Dear Lord, thank you for the bread and cup we share today. O God, whose glory it is to always have mercy, be gracious to all who have gone astray from thy ways, and bring them again with steadfast faith to embrace and hold fast the unchangeable truth of thy word, Jesus Christ, thy Son, who with you and the Holy Spirit live and reign one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
In Matthew 6, we read that Jesus said, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, but lay up treasures in heaven. For where treasure is, there will your heart be also." And then also in Matthew 6, Jesus said, "Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. All other things shall be yours as well." So let us worship God now with our tithes and offerings. Heavenly Father, accept these treasures we offer to you in expression of the love and devotion of our lives and our daily work. Use them, we pray, to bind our hearts to you and to one another in this family of God. Amen. Once the choir is seated, I'll ask Erica Stupak to come up and introduce our guest for the morning. Oh, I'm sorry. But before that, we're going to read the good word.
Thanks, Don. Our first reading today comes from Psalm 104, verses 1 through 5. It's on page 554 of your Pew Bible. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, you are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty, wrapped in light as with a garment. You stretch out the heavens like a tent. You set the beams of your chambers on the waters. You make the clouds your chariot. You ride on the wings of the wind. You make the winds your messengers, fire and flame your ministers. You set the earth on its foundation so that it shall never be shaken. Our second reading is Exodus 33, 7 through 11. It's on page 79 of your Pew Bible. Now Moses used to take the tent and pitch it outside the camp, far off from the camp. He called it the tent of meeting. And everyone who sought the Lord would go to the tent of meeting, which was outside the camp. Whenever Moses went out to the tent, all the people would rise and stand, each of them at the entrance of their tents, and watch Moses until he had gone into the tent. When Moses entered the tent, the pillar of cloud would descend and stand at the entrance of the tent, and the Lord would speak with Moses. And when all the people saw the pillar of cloud standing at the entrance of the tent, all the people would rise and bow down, all of them at the entrance of their tent. Thus the Lord used to speak to Moses face to face, as one speaks to a friend. Then he would return to the camp, but his young assistant, Joshua of Nun, would not leave the tent.
Thank you. And I'm sorry I rushed that. But now Erica will come up and introduce us to our guest this morning.
Good morning. I am happy to introduce our guest speaker today, Katie McGlade. As a youth, Katie attended Junior, Cairo, and CYF camp. She's been a counselor at Cairo for the last 5 years, and this year Katie's going to be a counselor at CYF, which is the high school level. And Katie's passion is our region's church camps and her favorite aspect of her life. Like myself, some of Katie's closest friendships and fondest memories are from attending camp at La Ferre. Katie's also been a sponsor for Midwinter Youth Retreat that's held in February for several years. So please welcome Katie, our regional camp ambassador.
Hi, everybody. Like she said, I'm Katie, or Katie Jo, either works. I live in here in Casper, but have been going to camp for years and years, like she said. And I have been asked to kind of cover Wyoming and try to get some more youth involved with our camp. So I'm here to share the good word. I have a little presentation for you. The letters are going to be kind of small, so I'll read it off for you guys. Is it okay if I use this microphone? Is that allowed? Okay, cool. Just so I can see it a little bit better. Hello?
It's on.
Okay. Hello? Okay, cool. All right. So we're just going to go over some of the things that our camp is. It's located in Colorado Springs in the Black Forest, so it's a little bit of a trek from here, but super beautiful in nature. Lots of trees, lots of sky. Camp is fun. Far and away, year in, year out, when asked what their hopes and expectations for camp are, campers answer to have fun, to make and be with friends, and to connect with or grow closer to God. On post-camp evaluations, 98% of campers report their expectations were met. Camp is not boring. There's lots of activities we do. There's swimming, there's interest groups, there's crafts. We do a keynote where we have a speaker come and talk about a scripture for that day and make it a little bit more relatable for the youth. whole camp activities. We eat our meals together. We explore nature. We go on hikes. There's a labyrinth, too, that is really great and really a nice spiritual experience. There's just, we're nonstop. Go, go, go. Camp is friendship. Having fun, building friendships, and growing closer to God are consistently the top three answers to what is the best thing about camp. And these friendships last for a very long time, like Erica said. I'm still very close with a lot of the friends that I made while I was in camp, and while we may live in very vast different areas, we still try to connect as much as we can. Camp is active, face-to-face, and hands-on. So we have a lot of physical activities, but we also do service projects for the grounds. We, you know, can help build a, not build, but restore a cabin a little bit. At the end of the camp, we always do a sweep to make sure that we're not leaving any trace that we were there so that the, you know, nature stays that way. it's just lots of stuff. Camp is not screen time, texting, social media, or video gaming. So we ask the campers to leave their electronics at home or, you know, with us. Some of the kids don't like it as much. They don't like that rule very much, but really it is very helpful just to, you know, gain that connection. It's nice to kind of get away from, you know, your life back at home and, you know, your just how you are at home. You have all these new people that you can meet. You can be whoever you want to be, and that's really freeing. So while they may be resistant at first, at the end of the week, it's very nice. Camp is faith building. We split off into groups in the camp of about like 7 or 8 campers per 2 adults. And each day we have different responsibilities, and one of those responsibilities is planning the worship for that day. We do our worship services the very last thing of the day, and it's really great to see. You know, worship doesn't have to be cut and dry the same way. It can be any way you want it to be, so that's really cool to see the kids be able to, you know, express their freedom and imagination that way. These are some of the things that kids have said about their experience at camp. I won't read all of them, but I'll read a few. I've learned how loved I am. I know myself better. That God cares for everyone. I'm more understanding. I've learned to be who I am and be a light. New perspectives to scripture. No matter what, God still loves you. To translate faith into the real world. And I've grown through everyone and everything helping me here. So it's really a transformative experience. And I think from my perspective as a camper, I wasn't really seeing it. But as a counselor watching down on the campers, I can definitely see just over the span of a week how much growth there is. Camp is challenging and encouraging. So we explore faith questions, we share thoughts, hopes, and fears, we are leading activities, worship, and games, overcoming shyness, working as a team, listening to others, discovering who you are, going beyond comfort zones, and trying out new skills. Camp is community. Campers consistently report a feeling of welcome and acceptance just as they are. Camp is not exclusive, so we're a very inclusive group, all walks of life. We welcome them as long as they're, you know, willing to share their time and be open and have an opportunity to connect. So, camp is safe. Our campgrounds and facilities are well-maintained. All of the counselors, all of the adults at the camp are all, they have background checks. They have 3 referrals, or not referrals, recommendations, yes, sorry. Forgot that word. 3 recommendations. It's a pretty tight-knit community, so usually if somebody has a suggestion for somebody that would be a good fit, three other people already know that person. We kind of run in a pack a little bit. There's always a nurse with the camp, each camp. Obviously there are some accidents that happen that are a little bit beyond just a camp nurse, but we take care of those swiftly and properly. We have a lot of bullying procedures in place too. We have quite an extensive training on bullying and, emotional safety and stuff like that. Camp is soul shaping. The final question on our camper evaluation asks, how did God transform you? About 20% report in many ways or in ways I can't explain, but most have a very specific answer. Again, I'm just going to read a few of these. I'm not going to do all of them. God has given me a new perspective on life, made me awesome, given me self-confidence, helped me see things clearly, made it easier to love others, taught me that trying is better than giving up, shown me the happiness in life, taught me that it's okay to be different and to have an open heart and mind, and helped me understand forgiveness and grace. Camp is parent endorsed. These are some quotes that some parents have said after camp. After camp, she talks about God and her friends nonstop and starts counting the days until fall retreat. When she was little, she used to get homesick and when she was little, she used to get homesick when she went to camp. Now she gets camp sick when she comes home. He has been attending camp for 9 years and has loved it more each year. We find that his time away at camp has proven to be such a positive and healing time for him. He suffers from anxiety and depression, and nothing has helped him more than his time at camp. In addition to that, we find that camp has grown his faith more each year. And at school, she is seen as quiet and shy. At camp, she comes out of her shell, loves to be involved, and feels fully accepted. As parents, this is something her father and I are grateful to see. In summary, camp is one of the greatest gifts the church can offer the kids in our communities. And the CRMR, which is Central Rocky Mountain Region, is thrilled to partner with you in providing every child and teen an opportunity to experience it. We urge you, the churches, to reach out to families in your community with an invitation for their child or teen to attend. We also ask your support in three ways. Excuse me. Offer financial support for campers. Many of the churches will pay half of the cost. And in your little pamphlet, there's a list of all the different camps and age groups and how much those camps are. Encourage responsible, fun-loving adults in your congregation to consider being a camp volunteer. It's really fun. I can vouch for that. And pray for all the campers, volunteers, and regional staff who are involved in our camps. Here are a few final thoughts from a few campers. Our junior camp, I think, is third through fifth grade. And they said, the best thing about camp is the ability to learn about God while being in a nice, calm, and beautiful surrounding, while being with amazing people and fantastically awesome leaders. And then a CYF camper, which is our high school camp, they said, camp is the most important week of my life every year. I never feel closer to God than there. And that's it for my presentation. Are there any questions that I can answer?
So you're traveling to all the churches in Wyoming then?
That's my plan. It's a little bit of a tight time frame because registration will be coming up soon. I've tried to be as much in contact with the other churches, but I've had difficulties. So, you know, trying my best. Thank you for having me. Yeah, if you have any other questions, I'll be sticking around afterwards that you can ask, and I have pictures and, you know, whatever. So thank you, guys.
Thank you, Katie, for that presentation. And we'll have a benediction here as soon as I can find it. Or we can sing Kumbaya again. Huh. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Oh, we're going to have a hymn of dedication here, number 477. Good call, Michael. Thank you. Now, dear God, bless us and keep us. May his face shine upon us and be gracious to you. May God look upon you with kindness and give you peace as we go out in this world today and recognize Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Amen. Katie, would you mind coming up with me and we'll walk down together?
I can only imagine what it will be like when I